It's my pleasure to welcome Mary Ann James, and we are going to have a discussion on hearing. If you could please give us some personal background information that situates your interest in health and wellness and how that came to be.
I am a hearing instrument specialist. I've been taking care of people's hearing here in Armprior for 12 years now. I started in hearing healthcare over 20 years ago. First, I started on the management side of things, and I got a strong interest in the hearing side of the business, and I went on to become a clinician, and have had that privilege of helping people better their hearing since then.
And what is the business philosophy on helping to promote and maintain personal health?
Our business philosophy would be to provide wonderful sound for all, trying to remove the roadblocks and the stigma associated with hearing loss, to give people the right perspective about hearing loss and what we can do for that. We offer a bunch of options now for people so we can remove those roadblocks, like no charge hearing tests, like offering a payment plan that doesn't have an interest rate. We want people to have hearing aids on their ears that they need them, and we want to remove the roadblocks that are in the way.
Personal story, I have tinnitus. I was a factory worker in my youth before mandatory headsets were required, and I dealt with intermittent noise. So the firm said, well, when the machine's off, the noise is zero. When it's on, it's 160 decibels, but the average is 80, so we're good. Those laws have fortunately changed, but it does affect balance potentially. It's annoying until you get used to the constant ringing. So that's some of the difficulties I've experienced, and I imagine I'm not alone.
Tinnitus is very common. Hearing damage from noise exposure also quite common, especially in this community. We had a lot of industry in this community, a lot of people that worked in factories or factory settings that didn't get hearing protection. There are options for that. The best suggestion I can make to anyone who has tinnitus is get a hearing test, because there may be some damage there to the hearing from the noise exposure. And so just by putting hearing aids on, that can actually improve the tinnitus.
I had a great uncle and great aunt who both had diminished hearing. My great uncle through industrial consequences because he worked at Ford in Windsor. But they would have conversations and arguments and be talking about totally different things.
Yep, I could see that happening. And the funny thing is, a lot of times a husband will get sent here because of the TV's too loud, he needs to have a hearing test. He'll get hearing aids, he'll go home, but the level of the television goes down, and suddenly the wife's like, I can't hear it, and she ends up back here having a hearing test.
A deficiency in hearing can lead to a feeling of solitude. I guess that's an obvious statement, but how does good hearing health assure a positive mental attitude?
They're doing a lot of research into dementia because people are living longer. And we have found connections between hearing loss and dementia in the sense that if a person can't hear, they tend to withdraw from social environments because they can't follow the conversation. And so what happens is they isolate themselves. And isolation and removing ourselves from social activities is actually very detrimental to us.
Thank you very, very much for sharing these thoughts with us and contributing to people's positive outlooks by helping them here.
You're welcome, and thank you.